Hi, did you know that if you eat fast food regularly, you likely consumed around a dozen pubic hairs per year? Isn't that absolutely disgusting? It is so gross. Humans are disgusting. Because every time I go out, I make sure that I observe everything to see whether or not somebody's putting on gloves, because sometimes people handle money, then they're touching food, and then you don't really know if everything's being handled properly. So sometimes you kind of have to be more observant. And also, you can't trust everybody. Can't trust anybody, absolutely not, because you don't know what they're going to do to your food. Or that's why you're better off just preparing food for yourself and don't eat that shit. I mean, I know, I'm guilty of it too, but sometimes I'm just like, is this person really trustworthy? Is this person really not going to do something disgusting? You don't know that. They probably grabbed their ass and then, like, just go ahead and touch your food or not wash your hands after going to the bathroom. People are absolutely disgusting. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So the first band, they're called Citizen Terror. I've had them on my show before, and then they sent me this song called Burning Garbage, and I feel like my life has been kind of a dumpster fire lately. but there is some positivity, because I will be 2 years sober next week, and I'm super proud about that. So back to the band. The song that they sent me is from their recent release called Handgun Bayonet, and it's on Bandcamp, so definitely check that out. What I like about them is that they have like that old school street punk kind of sound, which I definitely enjoy, and I love getting songs by them, so I hope they send me more. So again, this is Burning Garbage by Citizen Terror. So that was Burning Garbage by Citizen Terror and the next band. I've had them also on my show before. They're called Problematic, and the song is called Personal Feud. So this song was previously just shared in Back in Jail. They just released that. So they're a garage punk band, and I like getting music from them. Because the problem is I need more music. I don't know if that's a problem, but it is for me. So check it out. So this is Personal Feud by Problematic. Thank you very much. So that was Personal Feud by Problematic. And this next band, they're a New Jersey hardcore band called Stronghold. And the song is called Move Forward. And it makes me want to do like a giant spin kick to everybody's faces in the audience. It's so hard, heavy. It's just a heavy hitting song. And they're a three-piece band. So it's kind of cool that they can create like this heavy, heavy sound just being a three-piece band. It's tough because when I was part of a three-piece band too, and you're singing, you're playing, and it's hard to focus. You know, it's hard to focus on both aspects when you're trying to play and sing at the same time. Some people do it with ease, but especially being a three-piece, it's hard to create that heavy, heavy sound, and they just do it so well. I give them tons of credit for that. So definitely check this band out. So this is Stronghold, and the song is called Move Forward. So that was Move Forward by Stronghold, and this next band, they're called Micah and the Mirrors. And the song I received from Spaghetti Town Records, I love everything that Spaghetti Town has to offer. So they're a garage rock band from Denver, Colorado, and they're called Micah and the Mirrors. If I did not mention that previously, sometimes I forget mid-sentence. And then the song is called Tortilla Soup. I am starving and I would kill for Mexican food right now, so if anybody wants to go get some, let's go. And Micah comes from a musical family. So basically, he's cousins with Michael Nesbitt of the Monkees, which is so cool. Like, it's kind of cool that you kind of, you know, that you hear about some people in the musical legacy and they're continuing it. Sometimes people don't even continue that. Sometimes people go on to other things, so it's cool. So this song is awesome, so check it out. So this is Tortilla Soup by Micah and the Mirrors.
A little time, try to carry your torch.
So that was Tortilla Soup by Mike and Amir's, and we're at the last song of the episode. I've had this band on the show before, Cole Canary, and this song is called I Wish I May. So they released Ashes on Bandcamp, so a garage rock band. They're from Connecticut, and I love that they're trying to start something here with the garage, you know, rock scene, punk scene, because I feel like a lot of bands are starting to sound similar to Connecticut, so I like that there's starting to be a variety and something different. I give credit for people that are want to be different from everybody else and do their own thing. So definitely check it out. Thank you guys for listening and sending me tracks. I am always looking for tracks, so if you want to send me music, izzysmut@gmail.com. And again, I'm not just somebody that will just play your song once and then never again, you won't hear from me, and that's that. Like, I'm here to support you guys. I'm here if whatever you guys need for support and for promotion. I just feel like a lot of bands, a lot of people just tend to overlook local bands, and I don't agree with that. Because sometimes the mainstream music sucks. It fucking sucks. It's the same bullshit. Then they market it, and it sounds so fucking fake. Like, there's no emotion, no realness involved, no raw factor. It's just bullshit thrown into a fucking track, and then here you go. There's no realness. I cannot stand when people write songs that are just so fucking fake. You could tell from a mile away that there's no fucking emotion. There's people just throwing it together, and that's that. It drives me fucking crazy. I just feel like people need to make more of an effort. And I like when I can tell when a band has worked hard on their tracks and they felt that emotion. Then I feel it too. Because if you don't feel it, I don't feel it. You know what I mean? Like, if you write something and you don't give a shit about it, then why the fuck would I give a shit about it? So if you care about your bands and you care about your music, show it. Promote yourself. Write more music. Send me some music. You know what I mean? Like, go for it. Don't just sit around and wait for shit to happen, because it's not going to fucking happen that way. You got to make things happen for you. So that's my advice for you guys. So keep going. And, you know, sometimes the world is bullshit, but this is the time to create. This is the time people need music the most because of the fucking darkness that we're dealing with. So definitely don't stop creating. Keep doing what you're doing. And don't let the fucking haters bring you down. Fuck them. Fuck them all. They're not doing shit. They're just sitting there fucking on their computer being a piece of shit, writing stupid shit all over the internet. You don't need that. Fuck them all. Just work on what you have to do and keep going. And keep playing shows. Keep doing what you got to do. That's my message for today. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for following. So check it out. So this is I Wish I May by Cole Canary and Brought Out.
But you think it's charming.